Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, a mother pig and her three children lived in a village. One day, the mother pig called the three pigs together. "You've grown up, my dear children. It's time for you to seek your fortune," she said. "Build your houses and live on your own." The first little pig was very lazy. He decided to build a house with straw because he thought this was the easiest way. So he went to a straw seller and begged,
"I'm a homeless little pig. Give me some straw so that I can build a house with it."
The straw seller gave him some straw. The first little pig built a house with it in a day and moved into the straw house happily. The second little pig was more hard-working than the first one. He decided to build a house with wood. So he went to an axe seller and begged,
"I'm a homeless little pig. Give me an axe so that I can chop some wood and build a house with it."
The axe seller gave him an axe. The second little pig cut down some trees and built a house with wood in a week. And then he moved into the wooden house happily. The third little pig was the most hard-working of the three brothers. He decided to build a house with bricks. Although it was hard to build, it was very solid and firm. So he went to a brick seller and asked politely,
"I'm a homeless little pig. I want to build a firm house with bricks. Would you please teach me how to make bricks?"
The brick seller liked this polite little pig. He taught the third little pig how to make bricks and gave him many suggestions on building. Having learnt from the brick seller, the third little pig started to make, carry, and lay the bricks. Seeing this, his brothers laughed at him. "You're such a fool," they said. But the third little pig kept on working. After 3 months' hard work, his firm brick house was built at last, and he moved into it happily. Now the three pigs were living in their own houses. A big bad wolf came for the three little pigs. The wolf came to the first little pig's straw house and said,
"Little pig, let me in."
"No, no,"
the first little pig was scared.
"Let me in or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
The wolf blew the straw house away in no time. Of course, he caught the poor little pig and ate him. The wolf came to the second little pig's wooden house and said,
"Little pig, let me in."
"No, I'll never let you in."
"Well," said the wolf, "you can't keep me out of the door."
The wolf bumped the house. It soon fell down. The second little pig didn't escape either. The wolf came to the third little pig's brick house. No matter how hard he kicked and bumped, he couldn't get inside. Then the wolf had an idea.
"Little pig, I know there's a field of fine radishes in the west of the forest. Let's get some radishes together tomorrow morning."
"That's great. When shall we go?"
"I'll be here at 6 o'clock.
"See you then."
The clever little pig got up at 5 o'clock the next morning. He got a basket of radishes and returned home before 6 o'clock.
"Little pig, are you ready?" the wolf asked when he came.
"I have already been there and got the radishes."
The wolf was angry.
"Little pig," he said with another idea, "there is an apple orchard in the east of the forest. Let's pick some apples together at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning."
"No problem."
The next morning, the little pig went to the apple orchard at 4 o'clock. He climbed up an apple tree to pick the apples.
as he was about to climb down, the wolf came.
We had an appointment to come here together, but you came by yourself, the wolf complained. How are the apples?
Delicious. I'll throw some down to you. Please catch them.
The little pig threw two apples very far. While the wolf was going after them, the little pig jumped down and ran home. The wolf came to the little pig's house again.
Little pig, there is going to be a fair in the forest this afternoon. Shall we go there together?
Okay, at what time will you come?
3 o'clock.
No problem,
the little pig answered, but he had his own plan. As usual, the little pig arrived at the fair in advance. He bought a lot of food and a bucket. This time, the wolf had learnt his lesson and was waiting for the little pig on his way back. The little pig climbed into the bucket and rolled down the hill fast. The wolf couldn't catch up with the rolling bucket, so the little pig got home safely. The wolf was mad at the little pig. He ran to his house and shouted, "I will get in through the chimney!" The little pig put a big pot of water on the stove, lit a fire, and boiled it. When the wolf slid down, he fell into the boiling pot and died. From then on, the little pig and his mother lived in their firm house, comfortably and happily.